weekend events and activities, what we cover for you. And as we say good morning to you, Art Lewis, you actually are involved in a weekend activity this weekend.
Indeed. Shipshawana on the Road comes back to town, and we'll tell you all about the wonderful vendors and merchants there, and just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, and if the listeners are with us tomorrow morning, you're going to actually have some updates during our Saturday morning programming.
During the 8 to 11 hours, we will be there from 8 to 11.
And how nice to know that the weather is going to be so nice for the event.
yeah, I'll take that.
I thought you might.
Yes, indeed.
For a late October weekend, for sunshine and low 60s, that's good stuff. We will check in more with Art Lewis coming up before the news at 9 to get an official update on what's happening with Art and his shows. But again, for Shipshawana on the Road in Frankenmuth, and listen tomorrow morning between 8 and 11 for Art's updates on WSGW. Hey, tonight in downtown Midland between 6 and midnight, it is the Boo Bash, and it's for children and for adults in a family-friendly event. Now, it's a children, a family-friendly event between 6 and 8 p.m. with the kids dressed in costumes and doing trick-or-treating with the downtown businesses and games and such. Then from 9 till midnight, that's when the adults can take over for some music and partying and such, all happening in Midland, the Boo Bash, on Main Street between Ashman and Rod Streets. And you can go online to downtownmidland.com to find out more. Downtownmidland.com. Even dogs encouraged in costume. Remember, though, dogs should be leashed and kept under control. Boo Bash in Midland tonight. At the State Theater in Bay City tonight, it's Dueling Pianos Night. Cool to duel. And always a good time when the Dueling Pianos are on stage. And it's 7 o'clock tonight on stage at the State Theater in Bay City. You find out more by going to statetheaterbaycity.org, statetheaterbaycity.org, putting the R-E on the theater. At the Midland Center for the Arts, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, it's a presentation of My Fair Lady on stage. 7:30 tonight, two shows tomorrow, 1 and 7:30, and then a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday. To find out more and get tickets and information on My Fair Lady at the Midland Center for the Arts this weekend, MidlandCenter.org. You visit MidlandCenter.org. The Delta Planetarium will have a special Stars Planetarium show this afternoon at 2 o'clock, as tickets can be purchased an hour before show. And then Saturday, three shows at the Delta College Planetarium. 2 o'clock will be the Monster Light Planetarium show. 3:30 will be the Forward to the Moon show. And 7 o'clock, again, a reshowing of the Monster Light Planetarium show, centered around Halloween, of course. And again, that's at the Delta College Planetarium. And speaking of centered around Halloween, once again, as it was last weekend for presentations, on Saturday evening, you can enjoy fun with the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Masonic Temple at 8 o'clock. And find out more by searching online for the Masonic Temple in Bay City and the different ticket packages that are available for the Rocky Horror Picture Show Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. Also on this weekend that you can enjoy, I think I said on, make sure I got this right, Saturday evening, yes, on Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon at the Public Libraries of Saginaw for some fun, especially for the kids at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Haunted Gingerbread Houses. This is specifically going to be at the Butman Fish Library, but you can find out more by going to SaginawLibrary.org. SaginawLibrary.org, but the branch Butman Fish for the Haunted Gingerbread Houses on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Coming up on Sunday, it's a special harvest dinner at Trinity Monitor Lutheran School, corner of Salzburg and 8 Mile Road in Bay City, with an 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. time. The dinners are $15 for adults, kids 6 to 12, 10, and 5 and under for free. But enjoy a great harvest dinner. The proceeds, Building for the Future, for the Auburn Area Food Bank and School Storage Edition. So a couple of ways you can be helpful out if you're attending the harvest dinner with Trinity Monitor Lutheran School, Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., corner of Salzburg and 8 Mile in Bay City. At Trinity Episcopal Church in Bay City, coming up on Sunday, the first annual residence recital. That's going to be 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, 815 North Grant in Bay City, featuring all kinds of styles of works with the performers, including members of the Trinity staff and those who are supporting Trinity's special musical events. It's free admission, by the way. And if you want to make a donation, it would go to support the Friends of Music Fund at Trinity Episcopal Church in Bay City on Sunday. Temple Theater on Sunday night. It's Michael W. Smith on stage with his Waymaker Tour featuring special guest John Reddick. The doors will open at 6:30. The show is 7:30. And find out more about tickets for the Michael W. Smith show on Sunday. You go to templetheater.com, putting the R-E on the theater. That's templetheater.com. Halloween fun on Halloween, we know, in a lot of different ways. St. Luke's United Methodist Church on Showerman in Essexville will have, between 6 and 8 p.m., a chance to do trick-or-treating in the halls of the church, plus cider and popcorn being served to all the kids are welcome on Halloween night itself between 6 and 8 with St. Luke's United Methodist Church, 206 Charman Street in Essexville. Enjoy the Halloween trick-or-treating in the halls of the church. Coming up, let's see, this is next Wednesday. Yeah, November 2nd, next Wednesday. And it's a special offering of enjoying some cider and donuts at Ringwood Forest with the Saginaw County Parks staff. You'll take a hike through the Ringwood Forest and after enjoy the cider and donuts. The program runs between 5:30 and 6:30. Asking for reservations, do that by calling 989-790-5280. That's again 989-790-5280. It's free to be part of it. The cider and donut hike next Wednesday at Ringwood Forest. Next Wednesday will be another edition of the Ecumenical Food Pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Happens every Wednesday. 110 boxes of food and personal items are given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Everyone is welcome to participate. All you have to do is show up. Starting at 10 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, the corner of Court and Webster, the Ecumenical Food Pantry. Again, first-come, first-served, starting at 10 o'clock. Happens every Wednesday, by the way. And we look ahead. This is something that will extend into next weekend, but because the first day starts next Thursday, we want to give a shout-out to the Friends of the Public Libraries of Saginaw and the fall book sales. The fall book sales have been going on for about a month now at different branches of the library. And next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's going to be at the Hoyt Library location, 505 Janes in Saginaw. And the book sale next Thursday from 4 till 8, next Friday from noon till 5, and next Saturday from 10 till 3. That's the book sales with all the proceeds going to help out the libraries. You'll find used books and music videos, puzzles, and so much more. You can support the programming and services next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Hoyt Library for that book sale, part of the Saginaw Public Libraries. And if you go to saginawlibrary.org, you can find out more, saginawlibrary.org, on that or all the other offerings that happen within the Saginaw Library system. As we often say, just a small taste of things that are going on this weekend. There are so many more. If you have an event or activity, let us know. You give us a shout. Send us an email. You can reach me directly, charlie@wsgw.com, or send to news@wsgw.com, and we'll try and give you a shout-out and let folks know what's happening with you and your organization.